Attention, mill spouses, families, and service members. It's now time for another empowering episode of Army Wife Talk Radio, the leading and longest running podcast of its kind. AWTR is here to engage, educate, and encourage you by sharing dynamic interviews, social media connections, news, and empowering military life information. Here are your AWTR hosts, your Army Wife Network Command Team.
Let's get started. Working from home, that's my topic today. It's the dream, right? Thanks for joining me. I'm Jolene McNutt, your new Six correspondent here at Army Wife Network. And I have been working part-time from home for 10 years. I just did the math when I was thinking about it. I thought, 10 years I've been working from home. It all began way back when my son was born. I hadn't planned on working from home. It was kind of an unexpected surprise. So my son was born 11 days late. I worked up literally until the day I had him. In fact, his due date, I had a forum. I will never forget it. I was giant as a whale. I had this big forum that I was a big part of. And my boss was like, you cannot, please do not go, you know, have this baby before that forum. Because she's like, I can't lead that thing. I don't have the knowledge. And so that baby held out, but I ended up having he had some health complications, which were minor in the grand scheme of things, some food allergies. But at the time, we didn't really know what was going on. And I ended up quitting my job because I was at the doctor's office for the first 10 weeks of his life, sometimes 3 and 4 times a week. It was a lot. And so I was like, I cannot go back to work. And I was really struggling with that. So I kind of picked up some little marketing jobs and doing some, you know, marketing and design work for some little clients here and there. And that's how my virtual work from home began. It was kind of an accident. It did take me some time to learn how to become a good work at home employer, a good work at home, you know, entrepreneur. I have learned how to limit distractions. I had to learn how to figure out a schedule and kind of find my groove. So we're going to talk about that today as we get going here. Elizabeth, I see that you asked, did I work from home when you were stationed overseas? I actually have never been stationed overseas, so no, I haven't. However, the company I currently work for does hire. They're called AIRA, so a little plug for AIRA, AIRA.io. You can look them up. They hire overseas. So if you are looking for work overseas, I know that they hire, and there are lots of places, which kind of leads me into finding work, right? As a freelancer, I was doing marketing and graphic design and writing, but my roles have kind of morphed over the years as my own lifestyle has changed. So as my son has gotten older, we'll talk about this, my ability to work has changed. So if you want to find work as a mill spouse, we have some phenomenal resources to help us get connected to virtual positions. So I kind of went back and looked at some of the interviews we've had with Army Wife Talk Radio. We have had some incredible page through those. I'm going to list a few here. VertForce, who actually helped me get hired at AIRA, my most recent position. Hiring Our Heroes, Virtual Assistant Internship, and Virtual Assistant Academy. Those are just 4 that we've interviewed here at Army Wife Talk Radio who specifically help mill spouses get employed, and even more so if you want to get employed virtually. So we'll link those in the comments to all those podcasts that we've focused. And if any of those jump out to you, go ahead and listen and get caught up on those, because that's really a great place to start to get actual work. Once you've landed a virtual job, then it's time to kind of figure out how to manage those distractions in life. There are literally endless distractions, at least in my home. For me, part of it is people who know I'm home and they think somehow I'm working from home means I'm available all the time. I haven't worked that one out. I don't have any tips. If you have tips for that one, contact me, because I could use some tips on how to help people understand that I'm still working even though I'm actually at home. But 2 big ones for me are my son, because I have a child, and my dog, believe it or not. Pets can be a huge distraction. So one of the most common things I've run into people, especially male spouses, who desire to work from home is that they want to parent and work from home. And honestly, I don't have a good answer for that. When my son was little, I truly worked when he was napping or when my husband was home. I also worked fewer hours than I do now. As he got older, kind of into those toddler years, but before school, he was napping less frequently. I really had to adjust to my workload there. It was more nights. It was more early mornings. It was more when my husband was home, when he was home. And then I also found a preschool class that met a few times a week for a few hours at a time. I had a couple little like classes that I would sign him up for, and that helped me bridge the gap from that napping transition, but pre, you know, being in school all the time. It honestly got significantly easier when he got into school. It's just kind of the natural progression of working from home and parenting. It's not easy to do dual. And a lot of employers, quite frankly, expect you to be in a distraction-free environment. There are some gems in there. There are some available where they'll hire you and say, you know, here's the work, get it done on your time. But not always. And almost in every position I've held, you still need meetings. There's still meetings that you have. There's still things that are expected for you to be focused and distraction-free. I've also found that as my son, even though he's in school, he, you know, is home for the summer when school's out for 10 weeks at a time. And so I signed my son up for a couple different classes and camps that I know he'll have fun at. And he's old enough now to keep himself safe and busy for a few hours each day. But I certainly don't expect him to parent himself all day long. That's too much for any child. And so I kind of build my work schedule around him. Thankfully, Ira lets me do that right now. And my marketing positions that I still have a few clients on the side that I work with there. That's really my most flexible time. It's also important if you do have children, especially small children, to realistically evaluate what you can do for work. Can you work 5 hours a week? Okay, start there. My first jobs were sporadic and the clients I worked with were infinitely gracious with me. I was so lucky. But you might realistically need to consider some kind of childcare if you do need or want to work more hours. It also might be okay for you to recognize that right now in this moment in time might not be the time for you to be working or working from home while you're also trying to parent young children. It's a great time, if you recognize that's the place you're at, watch job boards. Start watching for what employers require. Read those job descriptions. What skills are in high demand? And then maybe build some of your own skills or earn some certificates. One of the library systems that I was a part of at one point in time offered free online courses. They were called Gale courses, and they were classes you could take in a bunch of different areas. They weren't really like true certifications, but I still included them on my resume as continuing education and personal skills and development. And it might be the stage that you're in. So check that out. We've got a link for Gale. It's just gale.com, G-A-L-E. Okay, next area of distraction in my house, pets. Oh my gosh. We have a big dog. He's sweet as pie, but he needs a walk every day. And so right now with working for Ira, I am required to be in a quiet, private, distraction-free environment. We work often on sensitive, personal, very personal projects for people that we're assisting. And I really need to be focused at doing my role efficiently and effectively and with an element of trust and respect and professionalism. And if a dog is barking in the background, for example, our neighbor dog, we love him. His name is Cooper. He's best friends with our little dog, Max. But when Max sees Cooper outside, guess what? He barks. And so I take Max for a walk before I work, and then I shut the door to my office. I physically close the door. And the first few days, he struggled with that because I was used to having him right by my side. But he's transitioned now. He's like, okay, cool. She's going into her office. I'm going to go do my thing. And it's really helped. This also has forced me to seek out our guest room as extra office space. So this summer we'll have guests and I'll have to migrate my office space that I'm in right now to a more private location because that's what my position requires. So I'll truly migrate to our bedroom closet or to our bathroom. I'm not kidding. Sometimes it takes a little creativity to ensure that you're in a space that allows you to work optimally. I've also seen people use like privacy screens and partitions to help create a space and also help create that work mindset. Okay, speaking of creating a space and creating a mindset, another area that I found took some time to work out was creating space in my calendar. My current position is a scheduled shift. I really miss the flexibility of some of my earlier years of working when I truly could work on my own time. But I've traded that temporarily for right now at this position, at this point in time in my life, for a more rewarding, a more mentally challenging and more regular work, meaning a more regular and a little bit larger paycheck. So for me right now at this point in my life, it's okay to give up some of that flexibility to have a set schedule. So on Sundays, I personally map out my week. I look at our calendar. I write it on, we have like a whiteboard art easel. So it sits right out in our kitchen area. So I write it out so everyone in our house, my husband, my son, myself, we know what to expect. And it's hard when you're managing your time while working from home, when there's the pressures of meals to be made and the kitchen to clean and laundry to wash and fold and put away and all those other things that come with working in the same space that you live. So I've learned to create kind of a block schedule for my time. And I've kind of had to learn how to ignore some of those home tasks that feel more pressing and in my face in lieu of, nope, I committed to working during this time. I've put it into my schedule and this is what's going to happen. So when I pick that system, you can use any kind of system that works for you. Block scheduling, bullet planning, it doesn't matter as long as it works for you. We have a link there that'll, maybe if you don't know what schedule works for you, try a few different things, try for a few different weeks and see what seems to work the best. For me, it's not easy to let my kitchen pile up with dishes, but you have to figure out what works for you. I've also learned to create deadlines for myself. When I'm working on my marketing side of things, for example, I've got a couple of realtors who are clients and, you know, they'll get a house listing, they'll get a property listing and say, next week I have an open house for this property. I need marketing sheets. Perfect. That takes me anywhere from an hour to 2 hours to do a piece like that. And if I'm looking at my calendar and they send it to me and I'm like, oh gosh, I have a whole week to do it, but I have time today and tomorrow in my schedule, I create my own deadline. I don't base it off of their deadline. I create my own deadline and say, okay, I've got time today. I don't want to have to feel stressed later in the week when our week is a little crazier, when things are a little more hectic. And so I really create deadlines for myself based on what's going on. Then they're thrilled if they get it early. I'm thrilled because it takes the project off my to-do list. I have more mental space. It frees up a little more capacity in my day and in my life. And I'm not trying to freak out, squeeze it in when things are crazier, closer to their deadline. That was a hard one for me to learn because I'm a natural procrastinator. So that was really hard for me. But I'm so glad that I finally kind of cracked that code for myself. Okay, finally, the last and most enjoyable part of working from home, you get to work in your yoga pants or your pajamas. I sometimes get a really early morning shift with Ira and I literally roll out of bed. I make myself a cup of coffee and I'm in my pajamas at work. It's fantastic. As I've kind of gone over this last 10 years of my working from home, I found some things that make it easier. Number one, I use a remote mouse, right? This is like a plug-in. It has like a little USB that I plug into the side. It's remote. It's battery operated. I do not use my mouse pad. It's a nightmare. Not doing it. This is so much easier. Okay. I also use, same thing, a full-size keyboard because you know what? Why am I struggling on a little tiny? This was like $12 from Amazon, people. This is not like a huge, you can buy nicer ones, but at 12 bucks and it does what, it has a keypad. Love that. See that? And I know that like those are such little things that like enhance the quality of my work because I wasn't like so tied up on my laptop, all scrunched in. That's a little silly. The other thing, this year I added finally a very, very, very inexpensive monitor. I'm gonna see if I can. That is life-changing, friends. If you have like $100 extra wiggle room in your home office budget, why didn't I do this sooner? I don't know. But a monitor is like now no longer it's no longer a luxury. It is like a necessity for me. I love having two screens. That's so silly. Another thing I do, and you're going to see this and probably laugh, but I found that I was really uncomfortable sitting at my desk. I was getting really sore neck and shoulders. And you can see now how visually this has changed. We got this BarkBox actually from a friend for our dog, just like a little fun little gift. It was the exact size. It's maybe 5-6 inches. And I've lifted my computer up And now it's at eye level. My neck and shoulder pain has been drastically reduced just simply by lifting my monitor up. So just those little things to like kind of look for and make yourself more comfortable. A little silly. I also I'm required to use a microphone and headset. I was originally using like a super, like it was like $30 from Amazon. I switched over to like a low-end gaming headset maybe 2 months ago, because I was getting like really bad headaches after a shift of working. And I was like, I gotta do something different. So this is like called a HyperCloud X with a microphone. It's a gaming headset. It's not the highest end at all. I just looked at 10,000 reviews online in order to find one that looked like it might not cause headaches. Life-changing, right? Like if you need to be in a private space, headset and microphone is a great place. If you're on a lot of meetings or a lot of calls, that's a great way to do it. Even with the noise of, because this is like a noise canceling microphone. So even with the noise of kiddos in the background or dog barking, that helps block out some of the sound. So that one is definitely a lot nicer. let's see. A few other things. Let me think. Oh, okay. Guess what else? I've been using just a random, whatever, kitchen chair at my desk. This year I was gifted from our church. They were getting rid of some office chairs, upgrading theirs. Why haven't I used an office chair in my life, people? So that's what I'm on right now. It goes up and down. It is not fancy, but it goes up and down. The arms slide in and out. The back changes enough to like help my back. Once again, just as I got older, I'm, you know, feeling more neck and shoulder tension. And that's really made a huge difference in my life. So maybe an office chair. I should have probably done that a while ago. I also require a good cup of coffee or a cup of tea, depending on my mood. And I've been just doing a shaker bottle full of water, and I infuse it. So you can see I've got like a lemon. Today I've got lemon, mint. I got a lot in here. Lemon, mint, lavender, and even some basil, because my basil finally came up and is ready to do. Those are like my must-haves. A few extras, not required, but makes working from home a little nicer. I usually have a candle or a diffuser. So I've got a candle. Smells great. Kind of calms, you know, sometimes I'm in customer service. And so sometimes those calls are a little stressful on occasion. Having a nice calming lavender diffusing in the air, or, you know, if you get bored, it helps, you know, to put a couple of drops of peppermint or lemon in. It kind of brightens up the space in my diffuser. I also require natural light. That's just my own personal thing. So here's a view. I love being able to look outside and get a little natural light in. Once again, it kind of helps my energy level. I see all sorts of little critters outside. Yesterday, we had this big fat skink, this broadhead skink that came flying through. We had a pair of cardinals. We had I have a little bunny that hops on by. So I love having just a natural light and a little look outside because I'm at home, so I can have that option. That's like a super pro of working from home. And then, those are my top, I think, like not required, but things that I love. So thanks for tuning in today. If you've benefited from Army Wife Network or Army Wife Talk Radio, let us know. Help us out by subscribing and leaving a review and sharing with your own network. You can always catch Army Wife Talk Radio on our website, Army Wife Network at armywifenetwork.com, or on any podcast player. So Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, etc. We're all over the place. You can connect with us on social media at Army Wife Network. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Pinterest. I also want to encourage you to sign up for the Sit Rep. This is our, we send out 2 emails a month. We're not like clutter crazy or anything. You can sign up for that at armywifenetwork.com. Inside, you can find exclusive free resources, our talk blog posts, what's happening at Army Wife Talk Radio, all the good stuff that's happening at Army Wife Network, all tucked into one neat, fun little package. Thanks for joining me today. We're so glad to be a part of this Army Wife Network with you. We're here to engage, educate, encourage. Army Wife Network is your source for military life empowerment. This is your Army Wife Network Command Team signing out.
Thank you for tuning in to Army Wife Talk Radio. The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal. AWTR is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services, and inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DOD, any local government, or their agencies. Until the next episode, head over to www.armywifenetwork.com to connect with all of our empowering resources. engage, educate, encourage. AWN is your source for military life empowerment.